This week in the Civil War, in late November 1863, in Virginia, Union General George Meade, as he did earlier in the month, crossed the Rapidan River, attempting to turn Lee's right flank as he had been repeatedly urged to do so by the Union War Department. Without Longstreet's Corps, Lee's forces of approximately 48,500 men could not realistically confront Meade's nearly 85,000 troops. Skirmishing occurred along the Rapidan as Confederate sentries carried the word of Meade's advance to Lee. What Meade desired was to turn Lee's flank, forcing him to fall back toward Richmond. On Friday, November 27th, Union troops took a wrong road near Mine Run and clashed prematurely with Confederate defenders, effectively ending Meade's maneuvering. Most observers acknowledged that bad luck and delay had doomed Meade's efforts even before they could be effectively begun. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.